Samuel Kuntz has died. He was an 89-year-old about to stand trial for his alleged involvement in the death of more than 400,000 Jews during World War II. He's also the third most wanted Nazi suspect. Joining us now is the Simon Wiesenthal's chief Nazi hunter, Dr. Ephraim Zuriff. Zuriff is the director of the Center's Israel office and author of Operation Last Chance, One Man's Quest to Bring Nazi Criminals to Justice. Good morning.
Good morning.
We understand that he was on the top, one of the top most wanted suspects throughout the world. Was he one of yours?
Well, that list is compiled by myself here at the Simon Wiesenthal Center's Israel office, which is responsible for the efforts to help facilitate the prosecution of Nazi war criminals.
So why was this man
was number three on our list?
Why would he was he up there in the top five?
Because there's three criteria for inclusion in the list and that affect the person's ranking in the list. The three criteria are whether the person had command responsibility, whether he personally was involved, actively involved in murder, and the scope of the crime. So Kunz was not an officer, so in that respect, he normally would not, that would not give him a high place on the list. But he was involved, personally involved, actively involved in helping to commit murder. And the scope of the crime, he served in Belzec, which was the third most lethal Nazi death camp. 600,000 Jews were murdered there, and at least 430,000 while he was there. So that earned him, so to speak, a high place on our most wanted list.
Well, let me ask you about what's the value of putting some of these, at this point, very aged people on trial. Clearly, it's not a hope for rehabilitation, as it is, often is. What's the purpose in bringing some of these former Nazis and alleged former Nazis to trial?
Okay, I'll try and summarize it for you briefly. Number one, the passage of time in no way diminishes the guilt of the perpetrators. Two, old age should not afford protection for people who committed murder. Three, we owe it to the victims to try and do whatever we can to hold the people who turned them into victims accountable for their crimes. And I think it also sends a very powerful message that even many years after the crimes were committed, there'll still be an effort made to hold you accountable for such crimes.
Does it feel like a personal disappointment that Samuel Kuntz passed away before you could get him on trial?
No question. I feel a deep sense of frustration, even though I personally don't deserve the credit of finding him. But having said that, someone was very active in the efforts to try and encourage governments to take legal action against Nazi war criminals. His case was in a sense, a symbol of a change in German prosecution policy, which we've been calling for years. And that is, until about 2 years ago, or 2.5 years ago, the German judicial authorities normally ignored anyone who was not an officer and was not either a German or a Volksdeutscher, someone of German origin. And that meant that many of the people who were actively involved in mass murder were basically ignored by the authorities. But thank God, we lobbied for that change, and thank God that change was finally made. And his indictment was one of the practical results of that change.
Well, that means that future prosecutions perhaps are going to be easier. Dr. Ephraim Zuriff is the director of the Israel office at the Simon Wiesenthal Center, author of Operation Last Chance.